Blackstone Audio presents Heartsong Cottage by Emily March. This book is read by Amy Landon. To Christina Dodd, for helping me so much on this ongoing hashtag author adventure. Anchors away. Chapter 1. 10 years ago, suburban Boston. Daniel Garrett's eyes flew open to darkness and an unholy sensation of dread, slithering in the pit of his stomach. He'd like to think it was due to the greasy plate of ribs he'd eaten with his dad last night at the Patriots game. But he knew better. Something was off. His universe just wasn't right. The feeling had plagued him for the better part of a week. So what was it? What had yanked him out of a sound sleep at, he glanced at the bedside clock, 4:57 in the morning, a full hour before the alarm was due to go off. He took stock of his surroundings. Beside him, his wife lay sleeping peacefully, smelling of the rose-scented lotion she'd lathered on after her shower, the blocks of ice that doubled as her feet, burrowed beneath his legs. Lifting his head from his pillow, he turned his ear toward the doorway and listened intently for any sound coming from the bedroom down the hall. No, nothing from Justin. Nothing from the puppy who slept in his son's room. No creaks from the staircase or chime from the clock downstairs in the living room. No howl of wind or ping of sleet outside. The winter storm that had chewed its way across the eastern seaboard last night as they went to bed had moved on, as evidenced by the stars visible through the sliver of space between the white eyelet window curtains of the master bedroom. No, nothing external had disturbed his sleep. The trouble was in his mind, his intuition, his gut. He'd seen something, sensed something. But what? He lifted his arms, laced his fingers behind his head, and stared up toward the ceiling. Maybe it was work. Maybe he was about to be laid off. Rumors of budget cuts abounded, and he was the youngest detective with the fewest years on the force. Last in, first out would get him. Or at least get him bumped back to patrol. He hadn't helped himself by failing to hide his disdain for department politics either. Daniel didn't play games. He didn't like people who did. As a result, he didn't get along with his boss or his boss's boss. They put up with him because he was good at his job, which made them look better at theirs. But if heads had to roll... Wonder where his old uniforms were stored? Guest room closet, maybe? He hoped his wife hadn't gotten rid of them. He tried to recall the last time Gail had gone into one of her...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?